met before, my name is Caitlin. I run the student work here, and I'm also a primary school teacher. I'm also currently watching Love is Blind on Netflix, which I highly recommend. So I'm really excited for this morning's preach. I've been given the title of Redemption as part of our Easter series about the cross. I am particularly excited about this preach because for a long time I've had a theory, and come and grab me at the end of the service if you can disprove it. I've been banging on about this theory since I was a fresher, which Gemma and Abby can testify to, and I can already see Abby rolling her eyes at it. But my theory is that every film is about redemption. That within every film, there is a theme, a thread, or something that rests on redemption. To give you two very quick examples in the film Barbie, it is Barbie that must save Barbie Land from the patriarchy, and so redeems the Barbies back to their perfect land and purpose. In the film Oppenheimer, it is the scientist who must redeem his character and intellect after creating the truly lethal atomic bomb. Every film is about redemption because all of our stories as humans rest on redemption. It is the key to life, hope, and freedom. So now I had a dilemma this morning. Which film do I choose? Which film will paint this picture of what redemption is and how it unlocks the greatest love story ever told? Oh, what a trailer. Hopefully you recognize the film is Moana. Absolutely fantastic. Highly recommend if you've not watched it before. So this morning, we're going to do some film analysis together. Now, obviously, not all of Moana holds biblical truths, but I can see biblical parallels, which we're going to explore together to uncover what redemption is and how it restores our environment, identity, and hope. So let's get started by defining what redemption is. Very simply, redemption is the act of buying back to secure the release or recovery of something by payment of a price. So for Christmas, my brother brought me a gift card. Here it is. Here's a picture of it, if it will come up. Might need your help, Mia. Hey, there it is. So he brought me this gift voucher. He was very proud of it because in my family, I have been renamed Kate Bin instead of Caitlin. That's my surname up on the bin there. So I can redeem this voucher because my brother has already paid the price for it. So I can redeem my voucher. I can buy anything that I would like. I can redeem anything because my brother has already paid the price for it. Redemption is the buying back of something because a price has been paid. So, with that definition in mind, let's dive into some film analysis to unlock how redemption fits into the biblical story and each of our stories here this morning. So the opening of that trailer we watched, it's Moana's grandma telling her the story of their island, and it reveals life and purpose into Moana's own story. The grandma said, "This peaceful island has been home to our family." The peace of the island sees coconuts growing in plenty and islanders functioning in community as they harvest together. They even sing whilst they work. I wonder whether this sounds familiar. We're going to create a Slido together because you're going to answer this one, not me. I'll give you a clue. Have a look at Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. Do you spot anything that sounds like peace? Coconuts growing in plenty, islanders functioning in community while singing and working together. Amazing. We'll leave it there. Fantastic. Thanks, guys. You've done a lot of hard work there. Thank you very much. So you definitely have pulled out some themes in the beginning of Moana that we also see in Genesis chapter 1. There's a lot of stuff around the Garden of Eden and about peace and it being good. God created all things that lived in harmony together in his perfect place. And there's a lot about provision and purpose and the beginnings of things and this idea of Eden. God created an abundance of life. He created the intricacies of so many birds, mini beasts, flowers, plants, animals. He created food sources for Adam and Eve that were plentiful and good. Loads of you guys got about unity. That was really big because lots of you had said it. There's so much about unity. We see that in the Trinity, in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Trinity is a loving union of three in perfect community where all things were made through God's word. even Adam and Eve lived in perfect unity and relationship with God. They walked with him in the garden, and they were given a place and a purpose in his creation. There was also some stuff about it being good, everything in peace together. It was exciting. There was adventure. I love in Moana how they all sing while they're like harvesting these coconuts together, because work was good. It was an adventure being with God and in the garden with him. Adam and Eve enjoyed being part of that story with God. But we'll head back to the PowerPoint, because the start of Moana is just the same as in Genesis 1 and 2. But Moana's grandma, she continues their story. Mia, if you can click on for me. Eve, thank you. And the grandma says, but beyond our reef, there is a great danger coming. Here are some images from the trailer. On the island, the coconuts that were once plentiful become rotten from within. The islanders are lost and they cannot work. They worry for their welfare and they have no good solution for how to survive. Moana, again, is riffing off the biblical story. In Genesis 3, we see sin enter the world. Adam and Eve say to God that they know best, that they know the best way to live and that they don't need him. And the result is disastrous. When Adam and Eve, and when we also, don't follow God's good rules for our lives, the consequences are grave. In Genesis 3, we see that the environment's relationship with God is broken, just like in Moana when the coconuts were rotting from within. People's identity is broken, just like in Moana when the people lacked purpose and no longer could function as community. Hope is lost, like in Moana when they have no good solution for their crop issue. Darkness plunged into Moana's story, and it plunged into our human story too. So what did Moana do? What do we do? Do we stay in the darkness? Moana's grandma continues with a promise. She says, legend tells of a hero who will journey to find the demigod Maui, and together they will save us. When I hear this in the film, even when I heard it in the trailer this morning, I get goosebumps, because of the power behind those words are beyond what the creators of Moana anticipate. The power behind that promise is not about Moana. It is the promise that God made. God also made a promise in Genesis chapter 3 about a hero who would journey to find us, and he alone would save us all. This promise is about Jesus, God's great redemptive plan and the greatest love story ever told. In Genesis 3, verse 15, God promises to send a hero that will buy back creation, identity, and hope. He would secure the release and the recovery of all things by payment of a price, all because he loves us. Moana journeyed through perilous waves and came close to death. Ultimately, she saved her island and redeemed the island and islanders back to how it once was. Jesus journeyed to earth. God became man and died on the cross. He paid the price through sacrificing his own life on the cross to ensure we are all brought back into God's family of love. There's a famous hymn called Jesus Paid It All. The chorus reads, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Sin had tainted the environment, our identities, but Jesus has redeemed us from sin by dying on the cross and raising to life 3 days later. What was once stained, Jesus has washed clean, washed as white as snow. The extent of his redemption is past, present, and future. Jesus' redemptive love has an impact that is so much greater than Moana's. I'm going to give us one example this morning, and that it is that our identity is redeemed. In Moana, the island was restored through Moana's leadership. It's amazing because they realized that they weren't ever really islanders. They were always sea voyagers. They unlock what they were always made to be through Moana redeeming them. Our story is just the same. Jesus has redeemed us so we can embrace who we were always made to be. We were made to be in relationship with God. We were made to know God and be known by him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins." Jesus paid the price on the cross to rescue and redeem us from the darkness and into the light of Jesus, to know our identity is in his family, that is where we can find peace and joy and love to function in community and in his family. Titus 2 says that we are redeemed through Jesus, and now we are his people. We are described as his very own. How precious of a picture that the creator of all things knows you as his very own. We are redeemed and brought back into what we were always made to be, one of God's very own. In Galatians 3, verse 14, it says, "He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit." Not only are we part of God's people, kingdom, and family, but we have a new experience. We have been brought back into loving relationship with God. We no longer need the law of the Old Testament. The kingdom of darkness has been defeated, and there is no disapproval for those that are in Christ Jesus. God has given us his Holy Spirit, not only as a seal of our faith, but to experience God's love and all that he has made us to be. Our identity is redeemed, and it propels us into something. Redemption is always from and into. We are propelled into discovering more of who God has made us to be, finding out the gifts and talents he has given us so that we can function and play a part in his family. Not to earn our way into God's good books or to earn our redemption, because the price has already been paid in full for all once by Jesus. There is nothing that we can do to add to Jesus's redemption. We can know the freedom of identity in him, to embrace who God has made us to be by stepping into his love and generosity every day, in the way that we work, in the way that we study, even in the way that we wash up and live. Moana tells us the story of a girl who redeemed her island from the darkness and restored it to new life and adventure. The Bible tells us the story of a God who redeemed all of creation and the world from the darkness. Jesus' death and resurrection restores us to new life and adventure in the Holy Spirit. He brought us back to propel us forward. As I finish, I've got a question and a challenge for you. My question is, what is God's redemptive love propelling you into? How can you embrace all that God has made you to be? And then my challenge is, watch a film. Watch a film, watch a TV series, maybe even watch it with a friend and see where you can find the pattern of redemption. And maybe if you watch it with a friend, talk about the film over a pint or a cup of tea and see how you can find Jesus in it. I'll pass over to Rich with that.